News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm on top of the world because I've got Pensacola energy with us for this next half hour. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having us, Meg.
Well, we're so happy that you're here. And in the house today, I have with us Diane Moore and also Coralie Molinari.
Yes.
You got it right? Yes. With Pensacola Energy, here to talk about some exciting new things that I think for a lot of the listeners will help you be on top of the world. No kidding. All kidding aside, because this is a whole new payment plan. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, so tell us everything, how this came about. But maybe, first of all, a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, sure. We're Pensacola Energy. We're the natural gas provider for Escambia County, except for Pensacola Beach and Century. Anything from home heating to cooking with a gas stove, Pensacola Energy can install a natural gas service to your home to allow you to use natural gas as an efficient energy source. Water heating, whole home generators, fireplace, even clothes drying is popular now. So we have about 112 employees at Pensacola Energy. They're all local and provide everything from customer service, billing, marketing and sales. We have field service installation and crews that install and repair gas main. We have meter installation and our engineering department. So our main facility is located off of I-10 at Davis Highway, and we also maintain a customer service center for walk-ins at 308 South Roo Street.
Okay. So that's where you could go if you're having an issue with your bill, perhaps, or you
yes.
have something, a question about a service that you need. You could just walk in and ask. What are the hours there?
The hours there are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Okay, that's good to know. Because sometimes you want to talk to somebody in person.
Yeah.
You're not sure. Okay. And so tell me a little bit about what's going on now, because you've made some recent changes.
We have. On May 4th, Pensacola Energy introduced a new online account management and payment system. And it's really there to help provide our customers with more up-to-date payment options. We have improved data security, user-friendly options for managing their gas account, and for city residents, they can also manage their sanitation account.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and actually, we're pleased to state that we have now have over 30% of our customers that have gone online and created their account in the new payment system.
That's so, in a short amount of time. That's a huge number.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. So it's simple and easy, and I think people, once they get in and get signed up, are seeing that.
Is auto pay then included in that?
Yes.
Program.
Yeah,
okay.
That allows you a way to do auto payment.
Okay, because that's pretty I tend to forget. The months roll by. All of a sudden, I get that you're 3 days past due.
Yes.
So yeah. That's so helpful when you can set it up for auto pay, mm-hmm. and then you don't have to worry about it. It's taken care of, because typically the bill's about the same every month.
Yeah.
So something changes.
In the summer, it's about the same, and then the winter months are similar.
Okay. So when you talk about the payment options, so you have the new system. Let me see. What some of the options that are included in that?
Well, our new system, it gives customers more flexibility and more convenient ways to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Customers can pay with electronic check payments, which have no service fee. Or
so those come directly out of your bank account, right?
Exactly.
Your checking account?
Yes,
okay.
Nice and easy. Also, they can use credit cards like Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover. We do also now accept Google Pay, PayPal.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's a big one.
And Venmo also.
Oh, wow. That's a big one. That's
yes.
really helpful. A lot of people are using those now.
Right, right.
That's
so those
really
can be
good.
Used for one-time payments. And we're working with our vendor to also add in Apple Pay.
Oh, gosh.
So we're excited about that.
Yeah.
Now, one thing customers should know is electronic check payments are free. Credit card and mobile wallet payments have a $2.75 service fee.
Okay. So lots of options there. So
yes.
You're not stuck with just one method. You have several that you could choose from. And probably a lot of folks set everything up on the one system. So they
yes.
can just add Pensacola Energy now to that system that they're using.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And actually, right now, we have about 1,500 customers that have signed up to pay by text.
Oh, my gosh,
so I
really?
Know they're probably the more savvy younger crowd.
Okay, I didn't even know you could pay by text.
Yeah, so by saving your payment method in your wallet on mm-hmm. your phone, then you can simply click the link in the text and then make your payment just that quick and easy so they don't have to log into their account.
Interesting. Okay. So if you were on the auto pay system before and you want to now move into this new system, what do you have to do? If you already have an account, what do they need to do? Is there anything that a current account holder has to do? Can they keep the system they have, or how does this transition work? What's your best advice?
Well, if you were previously enrolled in the city's bank draft program, you'll need to log into the new payment portal and enroll on auto pay. When we transitioned to the new system, the previous bank draft plans were discontinued. So we're just encouraging everyone to create their new portal and re-enroll. It's very simple and easy, and they can do that by going to our website, which is myaccount.pensacolaenergy.gov.
Myaccount.pensacolaenergy.gov.
Yes.
And then you just have to recreate your account, and you can start set it up from there.
Exactly.
Okay. So do you have a budget billing or an equalized payment plan available?
We do. The new system offers what's more of a scheduled payment.
I see. Okay. So that's different from the budget kind
of. Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. It's a reoccurring payment that you set up where you can pay either a fixed amount or you can pay your full balance on a due date or on a specific date that you set prior to your due date. If it works more conveniently for
mm-hmm.
you.
That's nice.
Yeah. So the date of the scheduled payment can be changed, and then if it's adjusted, you can adjust it to what suits your needs as long as it's before the due date.
Because some people like to have it with their paycheck the week.
Right.
If they're getting paid every other week or something like that, they want to schedule it so that it's going through when the money's in the account. It's always helpful.
Yeah.
Okay.
So while we have a lot more customers enrolled now with our new system in auto pay, we still want to encourage some of the previous customers that were enrolled in auto pay to mm-hmm. sign in. We have the majority of them, but there's a few stragglers out there that haven't yet logged in and set up their accounts. So Crawley and her team are reaching out to a few of them by phone to get them signed up. And we also have extended the grace period for late charges. I wanted to bring that up.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
talk about that a little bit.
Yep. So we have about a 60-day grace period that we're giving right now with no late fees. About the mid-July, we'll start back on assessing late fees. I think we'll have the majority of people signed up. So if you need any assistance re-enrolling in auto pay, just call us, and then you'll be able to rest assured knowing your bill's getting paid and no late fees assessed.
I got you. So what about the folks that have been all their life paying by check? There's still a few of some of the seniors out there, people who may not be so technically savvy. Do you have anything that they can do that can call, that somebody could walk them through the process or help them set up their account?
Yes. So if you're having any trouble setting up your account, you have a couple of options. You can email us at info@pensacolaenergy.com. Or you can call and speak to a live representative. Our customer service line is 850-435-1800. But if you do want that hands-on assistance, you can come downtown.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
To our office. We do have team members there that are trained, and they're just prepared to help you get everything set up.
Oh, no, that makes perfect sense. So you could get online with them, and they could actually walk you through the process if you needed that kind of help.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great. That's a great service. We're talking with our friends at Pensacola Energy about a whole new bill-paying system, so you definitely want to pay attention and find out more about it. And if you have any questions about it, please text in your questions here on the text line at Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. So what if some other things? How do I know if there's a couple of questions here that you wanted to mention, but have we talked to anything else you wanted to mention about the payment plan and how it works?
Yeah, so also there's an option there to sign up for paperless
billing. Oh, yes.
So you don't have to file your paper copy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And for 12 months, you're able to go back and pull up your old bill online in the payment system.
Oh, that's really nice.
If you ever need access an old bill.
And that gets rid of the hard mail then.
Yes.
You get the thing in the mail.
Yep.
Okay.
So you'll get reminders through email of your upcoming due dates for payments, and then you'll receive a receipt email once your payment has been made. And, of course, the biggest plus in going paperless is reducing that clutter. And also in our old system, we had around 3,700 customers that were paperless.
Wow.
So now we're excited to say we have about 15,000 that have rolled
what?
To paperless. Yes,
oh,
it's a huge
amazing.
Jump.
That's amazing. And that's good for the world.
Yeah, talking about going green.
Going green, seriously, which is great for Pensacola Energy, right?
Yeah.
Going green. I love that's an astounding jump.
Yeah, it's great.
Wow.
So, and if you decide later you really want that paper bill back, you can always go back in and recheck the fact that you wanted a paper copy, and it'll just start right back up.
Okay. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're talking with our friends from Pensacola Energy all about their new payment system. So can you recap a little bit for someone maybe that's just joined us about what we're talking about here?
Yeah, we're just talking about our new payment system, and we are encouraging everyone to sign up. They can visit our website, myaccount.pensacolaenergy.gov. They can enroll their account. Now, in order to enroll, they're going to need the specific name on their account, also their account information. So mm-hmm. there's a customer account number that's located at the top left of your bill. Whenever you enroll, you do want to make sure you use that entire number. There's a dash in the middle of it. You'll want to include that. That gives you access to your portal where you can manage your different payment plans, make payments. And there's other options, too. So you can also send in utility requests if you need something for your sanitation service. You can view your usage or send in any questions that you may have.
Okay. We just got a question from one of our listeners. Where's the office? It sounds like they're going to want to walk in and see somebody.
Our office is located downtown in City Hall. It's right across from the Blue Wahoo Stadium. The entrance is on Roos Street, and the physical address is 308 South Roos Street.
Okay. So cover again some of the services, because people are probably thinking it's a little confusing sometimes because you have ECUA, Pensacola Energy, Florida Power. You have all these different energy companies. So what specifically do you provide for our area, and what are the services that y'all take care of?
Yep, we provide natural gas service. So we come out and install the actual service line up to your house, and including the meter. And mm-hmm. then we install the meter, and then you'll be responsible for then calling in and having your account set up with one of our customer service reps. And once you have that account set up with your customer number and account number, as Coralie mentioned, then you're able to go online at PensacolaEnergy.com, and you can access our new online payment system through our website.
Okay. Well, this is very exciting stuff, but boy, I bet you, how long does it take you to put this together? To come up with this whole plan and make this switch. It sounds.
Yeah. Was it a year?
I believe so. We've been trying to get ready and training and getting everybody prepared for about a year now.
Yeah, and there's still, you know, you're always with something new, working through small things.
Sure.
We still have a list of to-do items we're working on to improve it. So mm-hmm. there's one thing that we want to add in the future. And if we've got a second, I was going to talk about our
time. Yeah.
Okay. Talk about our Escambia Utility Assistance Program.
Oh, so important right now, because a lot of people are going through some tough times.
Yeah. So it's designed to provide emergency assistance to those who are experiencing financial difficulty or might be unable to pay the cost of their utility service. And right now on your paper bill, there's a line there where you can add the amount that you want to donate. And we're working to get that online, so as you're paying online, you can just add that dollar or $2 to your bill if you'd like to participate. But until that's available, you can call in and have your donation amount added to your bill, and a fixed amount, and then it will show up on your bill each month, or it will go into your auto payment.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So the donations can be tax deductible. Your bill can be your receipt.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does help residents of Escambia County that might be having a hard time, whether it's the elderly, the disabled, or people, families just in financial difficulty.
That's amazing. So any of your customers could actually put that donation on their bill, and that would help another customer who's in need. Is that, am I understanding that correctly?
That's right. And then assistance is based on their income eligibility and, of course, having these available EUAP funds in the account. So we mm-hmm. try to really talk about that a lot and keep that balance up so that we're always able to assist people.
That's amazing. And that's a wonderful program.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I'm going to have to look into that myself.
Yeah.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're talking with Diane Moore and Coralie Molinari, and they are both with Pensacola Energy, talking about the new payment plan that they have set up with the company, which it sounds like it's going to make life a lot easier for your customers.
Yeah, I've actually signed up this time, my first account doing it online like that, and it's been so easy. I haven't had to write a check.
I haven't had to... Checks are getting getting obsolete now, I think. I don't know if I've written a check. I can't remember last time.
Yeah, it really is easy. And like I say, you get the email notification, so it reminds you of what's going on. You can anytime go look at your payment. The system also offers you, like Coralie mentioned, the availability of tracking your usage or your cost, however you want to look at it. So there is some information online as well in your account that helps you in managing your energy usage at home.
Okay. So this is exciting news coming from Pensacola Energy here on Pep Talk. Our experts are here. So if you have a question about your energy bill, perhaps the service that they are now providing, just text your question in at 850-437-1620. So with the we're in the middle of the season now, as they call it here, the hurricane season and preparation, things like that. Is there a number they can call, or is there a resource that you have in case we know something's coming, that any kind of prep that folks have to do for their energy products or services at home? Is there an information, like they could call, isn't there an info email?
Yes. So if you have any questions, you can always reach us at info.pensacolaenergy.com. And those emails are answered within a business day. So
if
you have
good.
Any questions, you can reach out to us.
Okay.
Yeah, and on our website, as well as the city's website, there's some hurricane prep tips. And that will help customers. Actually, with natural gas, there's not a lot you need to do.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, but I thought, you know.
We're available most of the time during hurricanes. During several of the hurricanes when I've lived here in Pensacola, we lose power, but I still have hot water because of my gas water heater.
That's what a lot of folks are telling me. I know.
It's so hard to take a cold shower, but.
Right.
Yeah.
So then also I'm curious about the relationship that Pensacola Energy has with the city of Pensacola. How does that work? As partners?
Yeah, Pensacola Energy is actually owned by the city of Pensacola.
Oh,
we're one of the enterprises that the city owns. Our purpose is, of course, is to make money for the city. So we have a department director who's then managed by the mayor.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're talking with Pensacola Energy. We've got quite a few minutes left. Anything else you want to touch on in terms of the payment plan?
Yes. One other thing I wanted to bring up is customers that don't have gas service yet might be wondering if they have gas in their neighborhood.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah,
sure.
So there's a couple of ways they can easily determine that if you're thinking gas might be a good option for you. One way is on our website at PensacolaEnergy.com. There's a chat bot in the corner that you can ask them if you have your gas in your neighborhood. It gives you a form you can fill out and submit, and someone will reach right back out to you and let you know about your neighborhood. Or you can call our marketing department at 850-436-5050, and a marketing representative can reach out to you and help you with getting your gas service. So they're always available, and that's their job, is to make it easy for customers to get that gas service.
Wow, that is easy.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want to mention that's part of the program?
Well, we also offer rebates. You know, we're always talking about our rebates for natural gas appliances.
Oh, well, now we need to go. Let's explore that. I always like finding out how I can get a little money back.
In order to encourage customers to switch to natural gas appliances, we offer rebates. So, for example, for water heating, if you wanted to switch from a electric water heater to a tankless water heater, mm-hmm. which is really the most energy efficient, you would get a $1,000 incentive to put towards the purchase of either the piping or your tankless water heater. Or if you're switching from an older natural gas water heater to a tankless, you would get $750 rebate.
That's not bad. That makes it worth it.
Yeah, it definitely helps. For home heating, we have an $800 rebate if you're switching from an electric heating system. or $400 rebate if you're just upgrading your current natural gas space heating.
Wow. Okay. Those are very good. Are those, how long will those last? For the summer right now?
Yep. So those are budgeted each year. So once we get the budget approved, we'll know that we have rebate money for next year.
Excellent.
But we've been doing it for several years now. And
That's great.
Yeah, it's been effective. And one area that people don't think of when it comes to natural gas is clothes drying.
Oh, talk about that.
Yeah.
I don't think about that.
I know. Combustion of natural gas actually produces a high level of heat, which allows the clothes to dry faster. So the shorter drying time actually makes them 2 to 3 times more efficient than electric dryers.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. That's very interesting.
Yeah. So that's another option if you haven't looked into natural clothes drying with gas.
Huh.
Natural gas, then, yeah, it's economical and efficient.
I love it. It's so interesting. I appreciate both of you. We've got Diane Morris here and Coralie Molinari. She's all, both of them are with Pensacola Energy. What are the roles that you play there?
So I'm the Assistant Director of Energy Operations. So I've been there about 10 years now and get to work with pretty much all the different aspects of the business. So
okay. This is Diane. Fun. And then, Coralie, what do you do there?
I am a customer service supervisor. I work in our downtown location. And, you know, it's a really nice place to work downtown.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, because I think sometimes people, but gas versus electricity is a common question. What are some of the myths about having gas? Something that that you think, no, that's not the case at all.
I guess I would say, you know, people might tend to think it's dangerous, but natural gas can be very safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always encourage customers, if they smell gas, you know, we put this an odorant in natural gas.
Right.
So it smells like rotten eggs.
Oh, nice.
So which makes
you could have done roses or.
Yeah, I know. Which makes it easily detectable.
Right, true.
Yeah, because a scent like that, it's going to catch your attention. So if you ever suspect that you smell natural gas, give us a call. 24/7, we have dispatch on call every hour of the day, and you can give them a call at 850-474-5300 if you feel you need to report a gas leak. So Pensacola Energy is always out there in the community working, either installing new lines, or if someone calls in a gas leak, we're there to get it repaired.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and if you smell that, then you should do it right away, correct?
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah,
because it doesn't cost anything to have them come out and take a look.
Nope, doesn't cost anything.
Okay. We're talking with Diane and Coralie all about the new payment system that they have set up at Pensacola Energy for your convenience. So just a couple minutes left. Can we recap? In case somebody just joined us, they're on their way, getting ready for an early lunch, and they're thinking, wait, what? A new payment system?
Yes, so we do currently have a new payment system that we launched. Customers can access it by going to myaccount.pensacolaenergy.gov. They'll need to have the name on their account and their specific customer account number. They'll use their email and set up a password and some security questions, and then they'll have access to that new portal and all of its features.
Okay, so, and if you already have an account, you will need to sign up a new account, correct? Open a new one, re-enroll?
Yes, that's correct. So with the new system, you now use your email address and password to log in. So everyone does have to register as a new user.
Okay. And then if you need help, you do have an office location. So where's your office located? So in case people want to, because you have walk-in times, correct?
Yep.
For help and assistance with
your
account?
Yep, our walk-ins can come to the City of Pensacola Customer Service Center downtown on Rue Street. And that's from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. The ladies are in the office there. You can just walk in, and they're willing to help you with any issue that you're having when it comes to natural gas, your natural gas service or your sanitation service. And then our facility, our service center, is located off of Olive Road. We sort of back up to the interstate. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So if I am having a billing issue, which office should I go to? Would that be the one on
If you're having any billing issue or if you have any questions, you can come see us downtown at 308 South Bruce Street.
Okay.
That's our customer service center where we have representatives there that can help you.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, we are about out of time. I'm so glad that y'all could come in this morning and tell us what's happening with Pensacola Energy. Sounds like an exciting new plan. So thank you for being here, Diane Moore and Coralie Molinari. We appreciate both of you being on Pep Talk this morning with Pensacola Energy. And what's that website again?
It is myaccount.pensacolaenergy.gov.
All right. Thank you, ladies, so much. This has been Pensacola Energy on Pep Talk. I'm Meg. I'm here Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. And as you go about your day today, remember, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and find the time to love now. Have a great day.